Thank you for tuning in to IGH 260, a one chapter per week, 260 week, 5-year long study of the New Testament. Today's broadcast, lesson number 3 of week number 34, studying Mark chapter 6. As we begin today's study, these reminders. For all of our free materials, click the word free at internationalgospelhour.com. At that page, you will find links to audio and video files, print materials, ebooks, Bible reading schedules, links to all of these IGH 260 broadcasts, links to our Bible study courses, and much more. All of these resources are available 24/7 at our free page. Just go to internationalgospelhour.com/free and follow the links. For text updates, text IGHFREE, all one word, to this number, 55222. To study the Bible online, go to igh.worldbibleschool.org to get started, or click the online courses link at internationalgospelhour.com. You will also find that series featured at our Facebook page, facebook.com/International Gospel Hour. To study the Bible by mail, call us at this number, 1-855-IGH-6988, to receive a free 30-lesson Bible study series, or use the contact form at internationalgospelhour.com to request that series. And finally, before we get started, join the thousands who keep up with International Gospel Hour and visit facebook.com/International Gospel Hour and twitter.com/Jody Apple. Let's return to our study of the 6th chapter of Mark's Gospel. In our last program, we had just started our verse-by-verse, thought-by-thought study of the chapter. We continue where we left off in that broadcast. Mark chapter 6, verses 1 through 6, Jesus in the synagogue at Nazareth. Verses 1 through 3 of Mark 6, Jesus left the home of Jairus, and he traveled to Nazareth. In the previous chapter, Mark 5, we witnessed 3 of Jesus' miracles. He cast out the unclean spirit, the legion of demons, from a man in the region of the Gadarenes, more often referred to in other translations as the area of the Gerasenes or Gerasa. A woman with a long-standing hemorrhaging of blood was healed when she touched Jesus' clothing. And then last, Jesus traveled to the home of Jairus, a ruler in the synagogue, in order to bring his daughter back to life. Mark chapter 6 begins with these words, "Then he went out from there and came to his own country, and his disciples followed him." Mark's record does not specifically identify where Jairus lived or in what synagogue he served as a ruler. The assumption has often been made that Jesus, after leaving from the country of the Gadarenes or the Gerasenes, that Jesus returned to the area around Capernaum, his home, and the apparent center of his Galilean ministry. Jesus' frequent presence in and around Capernaum, especially to the synagogue in that village, Mark 1, verse 21 and following, and chapter 3, verse 1 and following, those references makes Jairus' connection to that synagogue a reasonable, if not an absolutely certain one. We do know, however, that the reference to Jesus returning to his own country meant that Jesus traveled to the village of Nazareth where he was raised. We know that not because Mark specifically mentions Nazareth by name, but because the expression "his own country" points to Nazareth. Furthermore, the references later in the text, those made regarding his labor in Nazareth as a carpenter, and the fact that his mother, brothers, and sisters were all known as residents of that village and so forth, all of that points to Nazareth as the location intended by the words "his own country." Furthermore, Jesus himself called attention to family members, which would, of course, have been family members in Nazareth. In chapter 6, verse 4, he did so with the words, "among his own relatives and in his own house." to make sure that we keep up with where Jesus has been, where much of his ministry has taken place, and where Jesus' ministry was at this point in Mark. Here's a recap of where Jesus lived, where Jesus worked, and where Jesus traveled. Joseph and Mary, the parents of Jesus, were from the town of Nazareth in Galilee, the northernmost province of three. It was separated from the southern province of Judea by the middle province of Samaria. What's so important about these three provinces, Judea, Samaria, and especially Galilee? They will impact, in part, first century perception of who and what Jesus was. As we continue, we will note several other factors that affected perception of Jesus, the last of which brings us back to the issue of place. The first factor that affected perception of Jesus, his education. His education, or, from the standpoint of some of the religious elite, his lack of education. What Jesus knew, and how Jesus knew it, was an interest of great concern. It determined how first-century Jews, and others too, how they assessed Jesus. In this context, Mark chapter 6, verse 2, compare the parallel account in Matthew 13:54. Those who heard Jesus in the synagogue in Nazareth wondered, "Where did this man get these things?" They also asked, "And what wisdom is this which is given to him?" Jesus taught with authority, and it astonished his listeners, both here and elsewhere. They did not expect a man from Nazareth without proper credentials to teach as he did. Finally, consider what John tells us about this issue in John chapter 7, verse 15. "And the Jews marveled, saying, 'How does this man know letters, having never studied?'" The point? Jesus did not go to any first-century Ivy League counterpart for his education. That lack of a first-century Ivy League education would have made many suspicious of anything that Jesus taught. Another thing that affected first-century perception of who and what Jesus was, his claims. Jesus claimed to be the Son of God. He claimed to fulfill prophecy. He claimed to meet the expectations of Abraham and other key First Testament figures. He claimed to be the embodiment of multiple First Testament types and so forth. Some, because of their pre-existing beliefs, dismissed Jesus' claims outright. Some mocked Jesus because of those claims. Some attributed them to something else, blasphemed him, challenged him, sought to kill him, and so forth. Another element that affected first-century perception of who and what Jesus was, his associates. Jesus palled around with some unsavory individuals, publicans, tax collectors, prostitutes, common folk, the multitudes, and a host of other sinners. How could he claim to be the Son of God and continue to associate with these kind of people? Moreover, how could Jesus say to contemporary religious leaders that tax collectors and harlots would enter the kingdom of God before you? Matthew 21:32. How could Jesus teach that a tax collector would be justified and that a Pharisee would not? Luke chapter 18, verses 9 through 14. Though there are many other factors that might be considered that impacted first century perception of Jesus, we turn our present attention to this one: place. Where Jesus was from. Where Jesus was raised. Where and by whom Jesus was schooled. We noted this above as we talked about Jesus' education. And then Nazareth. Well, Nazareth. Nazareth was not the place to be from if you wanted to make a positive impression on most first century hearers. That's evident from what we read in John chapter 1, verses 45 and 46. Philip found Nathanael and said to him, "We have found him of whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." And Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see." Nathanael's remark, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" that says a lot. So, let's think some more about Nazareth. Nazareth, the place where Jesus grew up. And then Nazareth in the sense of what it means as part of the significant descriptor, Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus, though raised in Nazareth, was born in the village of Bethlehem, about 6 miles outside of Jerusalem. Jesus was born there rather than Nazareth because of this interesting historical fact. The Caesar at the time of Jesus' birth, that would be Augustus Caesar, also known as Octavian, he issued a decree that all the world should be registered, Luke chapter 2, verse 1 and following. Luke tells us that Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. So it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered. That's Luke 2, verses 4 through 6. Jesus' birth in Bethlehem was not just a matter of Luke's singular historical record. It was also a matter of biblical prophecy. When the Magi came to Jerusalem, looking for the born king of the Jews, Herod and all Jerusalem was troubled. Herod sought the input of the chief priests and the scribes concerning this new king's birthplace, and they, knowing prophecy, cited Micah, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, but you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not the least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." That's Matthew 2, verses 5 and 6, citing Micah chapter 5, verse 1 and following. After the wise men found and visited Jesus, they were divinely warned in a dream that they should not return to Herod. Thus, they departed for their own country another way, Matthew 2, verse 12. After the Magi left, Joseph was similarly warned by an angel in a dream. He was instructed to take Jesus and his mother and flee to Egypt, Matthew 2, verse 13. After Herod's death and two subsequent divine directives in dreams, Joseph left Egypt and returned to the land of Israel, settling in Nazareth, Matthew 2, starting in verse 19 and going through verse 23. It was that place, Nazareth, that fulfilled First Testament prophecy concerning Jesus. "He shall be called a Nazarene," Matthew chapter 2, verse 23. In our next broadcast, we will take up at this point and continue our study of Mark chapter 6. This reminder as we close, to start our free, self-paced online Bible study, go to igh.worldbibleschool.org. We hope that you can join us as we study God's Word together in our next broadcast.